Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 16th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 4 cents, closing at 382 and three quarters. May beans up 8¾ cents at 1049 and three quarter at 1049 and a half, and the May wheat down 11 cents at 467 and three quarters. This market really baffled me here today. We don't see much rain in the southern plains. Yes, we don't have a lot of demand for wheat, but they're really pounding this thing in a wheat area that I think is getting more and more troublesome. The beans rallied. I couldn't begin to guess why. The market believes that we're going to see another 1 million to 2 million acres. We've got these huge carryouts. The weather looks pretty good. Argentina is expected to get rains. Either the Chinese stepped up and bought more beans, or somebody took the rains out over the weekend. If the Argentinians get rain over the weekend, I think beans will be 20 lower by the time we get done with Monday. I just don't see any reason for a rally out here. The funds are heavily long. I'm guessing close to 200,000 contracts of beans. Corn, they're probably long about 160. We'll get the new numbers tonight. But I think they're long way too much corn in here. And, you know, I just don't see where this market's going. I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. You look at corn being down 4 and wheat down 11. You know, what were the beans doing closing up 8¾ cents? The oil closed 8 ticks lower. Meal was only $1.90 higher. So that should have been about a 3 cent gain in the beans, not an 8¾ cent gain. So frankly, I don't get it. We're looking at lower corn acres, yet the corn was lower. Dees corn was down 2½ cents. You know, none of this made any sense to me here today. But for some reason, the funds or somebody supported this bean market. So, yeah, I wish I had some, something more factually based out here. Crude oil was up $1.15. I don't think that really had much of an impact on anything. But the funds pretty much after the first 20 minutes came in and started buying these grains, and they didn't stop really all day. We made a new high right on the bell at 10:50, broke a little bit in the aftermarket, but still a very, very strong action, certainly relative to the corn and the beans. We've now rallied 23 cents off of this week's lows. You know, I thought today's early highs were going to hold it, and I really thought we had a chance of breaking out here. Let's look at the chart real quick. You know, I really, I don't see anything particularly bullish or bearish on the chart, but the funds have got control of the beans, and they want to push their weight around, and in the short run, they can do that. I'd certainly be looking for any opportunities to buy puts to protect the downside risk on your corn, on your soybeans, on this little rally here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.